רחמון, רואי זכינו, רואי זכינו, לימוי סמושיה. אוי 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 רחמון, רואי זכינו, רואי זכינו, לימוי סמושיה.
Yeah. l'chaim, l'chaim.
We need a sponsor.
This is very good. We're happy.
So first of all, a tremendous yashakach to a number of people. First of all, to Adam David Edelman for sponsoring the spread tonight in memory of his father-in-law. Let me hear. Yitzchak ben Zalman Yehuda. Yitzchak ben Zalman Yehuda. Are you sure? You got this? Okay. Yitzchak ben Zalman Yehuda, Mirz Hashem, Neshama Shav, and Aliyah, and the family, and the Chama. And to thank, right, who Avi Edelman did, right? And where's Avi? Thank Avi Edelman for our Mashke sponsor for tonight. Also, memory of your grandfather, Mirz Hashem, Neshama Shav, and Aliyah, and the family, and the Chama. Where's Tzvi? And Chevra, again, we owe such hakaras to Tzvi. Every single week. Every single week. Baruch Hashem. It's really, really. See, thank you so very much. And of course, a thank you to Rabbi Eli, to Rabbi Zevi, to Rabbi Davi, to all of the chavra who helps to bring the shira. Baruch Hashem, so special in such a way to go into Erev Shabbos, such a way to go into Shabbos Chanukah. So I want to do again next week in Mirtz Hashem. We're going to get back into Bnei Machshava Tova Mirtz Hashem, but I wanted to do something a little bit related to Chanukah. And Mirtz Hashem, given the fact that again. We're here in the midst of this incredible Yom Tov, this beautiful Yom Tov, and I feel like Chanukah, you know, in my home when we light Neros Chanukah, so Baruch Hashem, you know, after the Hadlaka and the singing, so we just sit and we say Tehillim, and I always encourage my children just to like spend some time, just look into the Neros. You don't need a tefillah, you don't need a kapitel of Tehillim, just sit and stare. And I often find that when you stare into the Neros Chanukah, you feel something like dramatically holy and magical happening. But if somebody were to ask you, what's occurring? Well, what's happening? And it was you're staring into the Neros Chanukah. What is happening in that moment? And the truth is, I think a person would be hard-pressed to identify what's happening. So Chanukah is one of these Yamin Tovim. It's one of these experiences where I feel the Neshama expanding. I feel different. Every single day I feel different. Every single day I feel holier. Every single day I feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm moving. With each additional ner, I feel like my neshama is a bit more on fire, a bit more excited. But if you ask me to quantify it, if you ask me like to explain, what's happening, I put it into words, it would be virtually impossible to do so. And so I thought that tonight, on this Yom Tov of Chanukah, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, would be a good time to speak about a really important topic. And it's the topic of Avas Hashem. What it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps how we could use Chanukah to create an enhanced and amplified sense of love of the Ribono Shel Olam. So we'll say, let's begin. So the first, we have two pieces tonight. The first is from a Sefer Bilbavi Mishkan Evna, which is my second most favorite Sefer. And afterwards, we're going to do a piece from the Kiddush HaSlivi. My first most favorite Sefer. So tonight, we're two of my favorite Sefarim. So take a look over here. He says over here, Kasuv, Ksiv, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moldecha. So the Sefer, the Mechaber says over here, that it says, you have to love Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your means. B'chol moldecha. So he writes over here, Kasuv, the Sefer, Michtam Elio, quotes it from Michtam Elio, so tigadol madregas avas Hashem yisbarach asher tichba liknosa v'yimatu ma'od asher yakimu as hamitzvah harishon b'kriyashma v'yahavtas Hashem elokecha. So the Michtam Eliyahu says something amazing. He says the truth is this mitzvah to love Hashem is so important and so profound that he explains that there are so few people who actually fulfill it. So what a profound statement. Right, to find Shomri Shabbos, you can find people who are Shomri Shabbos. To find Shomri Kashros, you can find Shomri Kashros. People don't wear shatnez. Right? People are in Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem, you can find all of that. Doesn't it tell you? To find people who truly fulfill the mitzvah, Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem, says Michtam, that's very hard, very difficult. And he says, Dvarav Barav Milalu, the Yimatu Ma'od, Asher Yikaimu Esa Mitzvah. There are very few people who perform this mitzvah. I will say, we're going to see. The reason why there are very few people who perform this mitzvah is not because chas v'shalom that we don't want to, but it's often because we don't know how to. See, I will say, remember, what's the challenge with the mitzvah of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha? What's the challenge with the mitzvah? The Torah Kedosha commands us to love Hashem. What's the challenge of the mitzvah? First of all, what does it mean? Even before we get into that, simpler. How do you command, how do you legislate emotion? You could legislate behavior, right? You could tell me, keep Shabbos. You could tell me, don't wear shatnez. You could tell me, eat matzah on Pesach. That's legislating behaviors. How can you legislate emotion? Right? You can't force someone to... You can bring in
chairs right over here. Come over here up front.
And you could go ahead. How can you legislate emotion? How can you go ahead and force someone to go ahead and love you? That's what I'm about to say. If you notice, what does Rashi HaKodesh say on the Pasuk, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha? Right? What does he say? He says something amazing. Rashi says, Ase Dvarav Me'ahava. Rashi says over here, what does it mean to love Hashem? It means to fulfill the mitzvahs out of a sense of love. See, according to Rashi, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha is not emotional legislation. Instead, again, it's behavioral legislation. Right? Ultimately, again, what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us how to perform the mitzvahs. That go ahead and perform the mitzvahs in a way that makes it look like you love Hashem. So I'll illustrate this to you with an interesting idea. Right? If you notice, right, think about this in just a moment. Think about the household chore you like the least. What's the household chore you like the least? It's so hard to choose, right? It's so hard, so many choices.
Blanket in the duvet cover.
Right? Washing. Blanketing. Oh, excuse
blanket
me.
Blanket in the duvet cover.
Oh, Mr. Duvet cover. Excuse us. I'm sorry. All right. Right. Maybe that's your first mistake. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm sorry. We have some very highfalutin people over here with duvet covers, right? Let's say, let's be a little more pashut. Be a little more pashut. Taking out the garbage, right? Taking out the garbage is a perfect example. No one likes it, right? No one likes it, but it's a necessity. It's a necessity, and especially a night like this, imagine you have to take out the garbage. So imagine the following. Person has to take out the garbage, and for argument's sake, let's say that's your job. One of your jobs now is take out the garbage. So you have two ways that ultimately you can fulfill that mitzvah. A person could go ahead and do it all upset and all angry and muttering and this, that, right? You say, who cares? I'm getting it done. Just leave me alone. Or a person could choose to go ahead and put a smile on their face and say, even though I do not, there's no part of me that enjoys taking out the garbage, but lemaisa, I'm going to do it as if I enjoy it. Rashi says, v'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha means, ase devarav me'ahava. Rashi says over here that what it means is, pretend, when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the mitzvahs as if you love doing it. Was Rashi telling you to fake it? The answer is yes. What Rashi's saying is, after enough time of pretending you like something, ultimately, what something amazing, not with everything, but with some things, what ends up happening? You actually end up liking it. According to Rashi, see, Rashi's bothered by Asim Kasha. Because Rashi says, how can you legislate emotion? So Rashi says, you're right, it's not legislating emotion. It's legislating behaviors. Legislate, because Baruch Hu is telling us how to behave. When you perform the mitzvahs, do the mitzvahs with a sense of love. Make it look like you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Michtam Elio says, he's not disagreeing with Rashi, but he's saying, but that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that you have to love Hashem. So Michtam Elio says, you know what? It's incredible. You find so many Jews who are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, but you're going to be hard-pressed to find people, ultimately, again, who truly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on, he says, Ki Yadua. Well, it's very profound. Ki Yadua. Yeshnam Gimel Amudei Avoda. So again, the beloved Chabad writes as follows. He says, in reality, we know that there are three pillars of Avodas Hashem. Hayira, Ha'ava, and Dvekus. There's Yira, which means reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Dvekus. A clinging, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Dvekus, Todos Ha'ava. Now the truth is, it's three, which are really two. Because Dvekus, by definition, is a natural outgrowth of Ava. When you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come to a sense of Dvekus. Toldos Ava, ve'eluhem gimel amudia adam. These are the three, I will say, three central pillars to a person's spiritual self-actualization. Yira, Ava, Dvekus. But Dvekus by itself, you see, I will say, we're going to see, you could have Yira without Ava. You could even have Ava without Yira. But you can't have Dvekus without Ava. We'll explain in just a moment. Nimsa, Sha'afim kvar zocha adam liyira amitis. Even if a person was zocha to achieve a level of yira. Now the truth is, he spoke about yira earlier. So even if a person is zocha to yira, Mikomakum chasirim lo adayin beis amudim avod vekas. Person is still missing something. So even if I have Yiras Hashem, I'm fundamentally missing Ava and Dveikos. Hakdomas tivareinu elu noda shakore hanilov terem yinase lavor vliknos Ava Hashem. Yavin erecha v'godo chashivusa. And I will say, interestingly enough, in general, so this series of Bilvavi is multiple volumes. And then the Chaver always begins, whenever he begins a new discussion, he always says as follows. He says, I am presupposing that I'm talking to a group of people who want to grow. Because the Chaper says, if you don't want to grow, do something else. Do something else. This Sefer is not for you. Right? So he's presupposing that I'm talking to a group who wants Avas Hashem. I want Avas Hashem. The Kasher Yavin Zos, the Yifneim Hadvarim Alibo Karayuch Nochen, Tiyulod Bo Teshuka Aza Liknosa Mipnei Beis Tamin. So we'll say, so now once I understand that there's a mitzvah v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, Avas Hashem. Once I also realize that two out of the three pillars are anchored in Avas Hashem, love of Hashem ultimately engenders and allows for Dveikus, so I realize now how badly I need to achieve a level of Avas Hashem. See, he says, then there's a tshuka, there is a yearning, a burning desire for Avas Hashem for two reasons. Aleph, mipnei ha'avono, shili yishar b'matzavo ad ato, v'kach yamshich b'chayiv lelo Avas Hashem, Chayov Einam Chayim. And what's this? Isn't that beautiful this is? Because when a person begins to think, they realize that the truth is, a life without Avas Hashem is not a life. Bosa is not, what a profound statement. A life without Avas Hashem is not a life worth living. He says the mashal, Keshem shi efshar linsoa b'mechonit im gal gal echot, kach I efshar lachios im regel achos im yiras Hashem bilvat. The same way you can't drive a car with one wheel, you also can't live a spiritually rewarding life with one wheel of Yiras Hashem. Living a life with just Yiras Hashem, living a life devoid of Avas Hashem, and by extension, Dveikos Hashem, is a deficient life. It's a deficient life. He says, "In Gagor, kach yashar lachlos im regal echalim yiras Hashem bilvad ki adayin nechsalo es ikra viyasa adam." Shabbos said, "When I live life without Avas Hashem, love of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm missing two out of the three wheels. I'm missing Avas Hashem and I'm missing Dveikos." So, reason number one why I want so badly to reach a level of Avas Hashem, of love of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is because I recognize my life is deficient without it. If I don't have Avas Hashem, I'm missing two-thirds of the spiritual puzzle. If I don't have Avas Hashem, I'm missing two-thirds of what I need to be a whole person. Beis, l'acher es boninos yakar, v'arach Avas Hashem tiyula bo teshuka, l'knos yinei ma'alasa. This is beautiful. The second reason why ultimately a person wants Avas Hashem is because after I learn about it, you're not going to be able to live without it. Once I learn about it, it's going to awaken within me this teshuka, this desire to go ahead and acquire it.
Sorry, what's the definition of
Dveikus? Dveikus means a sense of clinging, connection. Dovuk means to cling to something. Of course, I'm sorry. You're right. I didn't translate it. I apologize. So we'll say, turn the page. Page your days. Incredible piece. Not supposed to say. So again, so now, let's just solidify. What do we have? We have over here that a human being needs to stand on three pillars. Three pillars. Now, again, different opinions as to what the three pillars are, but for our purposes tonight, the three pillars are Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Dveikus. Awe, reverence of Hashem, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus, a clinging, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus itself is an outgrowth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An outgrowth of Ava. Michtav Melio, most people don't really fulfill V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Few, he says, are able to truly fulfill this mitzvah. Says the Mechaber, ultimately, again, why do I need Avas Hashem? Number one, because if I don't have it, I'm driving the car with one wheel, which of course is not going to work. And number two, because once I learn about it, it's going to create a burning desire inside of me to be able to have it. Page Yud Beis. So mahi mahus Ava. Let's see, here we get to it. So what is Ava? Tchilo nevar mai Avas Hashem. So the first thing we have to do is define what is Avas Hashem. What is, we'll say, right? She'll say, you know, isn't it, don't you sometimes wonder to yourself, Like, why didn't I learn this when I was 12? Right? Why is it that now I'm an adult man. I'm almost an adult man. Right? I'm an adult man, and like, I'm doing all this stuff, and yet, you know what? How come I don't know what Avas Hashem is? I mean, to love Hashem. What does it mean to love Hashem? How does that manifest itself? Let's say it's such an incredible Yisrael, but the good news is, Baruch Hashem, we're still all very young. So if we learn it now, the rest of our lives until 120 could be dramatically different. So look what he writes. He says, Avas, listen to this, Ava b'gematria echad. Oh, this is beautiful. Ava, right, the numerical value of Ava is the same numerical value as echad. Both are 13. Right. Gematria, the numerical value of both of Ava and Echad is 13. So we'll say, what's the connection between Ava and Echad? This is so beautiful. Nivar, Olam Ava, he sowed Olam Ha'achdus. The world of Ava, the world of love, by definition, is embedded in the world of Achdus. So we'll say, how would you translate Achdus? How would you translate that? Oneness. Oneness. We often use Achdus as unity, but the truth is saying good. It's really better translated for our purposes today as oneness. Echad. Ava, love, and Achdus, oneness, are one and the same. He said, listen to this, Joel. This is so beautiful. Teva ha'adam, she'oiv es banav. A father loves his sons. Right? A father loves his sons. Why does a father love his sons, love his children? Mipnei shemargish achdus imam. Because a father feels like he and his children are one. Right? Like Chazal say, bro kara da'avuha. A son is literally, again, like a foot, like a leg, an appendage of the parent. I love my children because I'm one with them. Right? They're literally part of me. There's an achdus that's there. He goes on, he says, margish shein chilek min havias shalo. See, I will say, when it comes to children, you may have many close friends, right? Or many friends, acquaintances. You may care about them deeply. You don't necessarily feel that your friend is a part of who you are. My children are a part of my essence. They're by definition part of who I am. V'chein adam oivis ishto. A man loves his wife. Why? Mipnei shehi echad imo. They will say, where does love in marriage come from? Remember, Ava and Echad are the same gematria. Love comes from a feeling of oneness. A feeling of oneness. When a man feels that he is one with his wife, ultimately, again, that creates love. Kidichsiv, zo sapam etze me'atzamai ubasar mi'bisari. By Adam Arishon, right? When ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Chava. So what does Adam say? This time, Etzem Me'atzamai, she is a bone from my bones, Ubasar Mibsari, and part of my flesh. Mikom Makom, Inyon Ha'ava Hargoshos Achdos Im Hanehav. And we'll say, wow, you know what love is? Do you know how you define love? And we'll say, right? Our whole lives, we're thinking, you can't define love. Love is an emotion. Love is a feeling. You can't define feelings. Says the Mechaber, yes, you can. Yes, we'll say, by the way, the beauty in Yiddishkeit is that everything has a definition. Some things have a more, I'll call it, expansive definition. Some things have a more limited definition, but everything has a definition. So what's the definition of love? The definition of love, says the Mechaber, is a feeling of oneness with someone or something else. I love my children. Why? Because I feel like I am one with them. I love my wife because I feel that I am one with her. Oneness, right? Love is the feeling of achdus. Love is the feeling of oneness. Ad ata, asaknu b'mashal. So we're supposed to listen to this. So now, he says, we've been using the mashal. Achshav, nasok b'nimshal. Avas Hashem. So we'll say, what does it mean? So now if we take our definition of Ava, that Ava means oneness. What's the definition of Avas Hashem? What would you say? What's the definition of Avas Hashem?
Oneness.
To feel oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas Hashem, inyona hu hargoshas ha'achtos im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, v'yahavtas Hashem alokecha, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To love the Ribbono Shel Olam means to feel like I am one with my Creator. I am one with my God. I am one with my Father. He goes on, he says, Knesset Yisrael, this is so beautiful. Knesset Yisrael, Pamim, sorry, Knesset Yisrael, Nikreis, Pamim, Kalosso, Shalah, Shem, Yisbaroch, Zacharti Lach, Chesed, Nurayach, Abbas, Kilulo, Sayach, Upamim, Nikreis, Banim, Shamakom, Bini, Bechori, Yisrael. Says the Mechaber, it's not an accident that sometimes Klal Yisrael is called, are called a wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the entirety of Shir HaShirim, and sometimes Klal Yisrael is called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why those? Now, granted, there are other relationships that were compared to also, but why those the two primary ones, right? Why again are the primary relationships that describe our relationship with Hashem of a son to a father and of a husband to a wife? Why? Because those are relationships that have what? That have what? That have oneness. That have achdos. That have achdos. Have to kishem sheish ava va'achdos bein chasson lekaloso bein av lebito. We'll say, how profound. How profound. What is it? So we'll say, isn't it great? You know what the beautiful part about learning Pnimiyas HaTorah is? You don't even have to fully understand it to know that your life has just totally changed. So I'll say, I don't even know yet what to do with this. Okay, so love, to love Hashem means to be one with God. Good. What do I do with that? Right. What does that mean? So I'll say, even before, we're going to figure that out in just a moment. But Lamai said, for the first time in my life, I have like a working definition of what true Ahavas Hashem, because mostly I think many of us, here's what's interesting. Before he came to the shir tonight, if somebody was walking, right? Somebody, you were walking in and somebody stopped you. You were behind Svias, he was carrying. See, what is that? Is that brisket or pastrami? What is that?
Brisket.
Right? So imagine for a moment, some of you are behind Svi, you're in the parking lot. Mamish, you fell into a trance because you caught a whiff of what's coming in over here. You have no choice. You have no choice but to follow him in. Your oneness with the brisket, right? And mamish, right? So I'll say, so if somebody were to stop you and ask you, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavtas Hashem Lekecha? What would you say? I should have started with this. What would you say? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of to love Hashem?
Brisket.
Yeah. No. Right, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of to love Hashem? What would you say?
Feeling.
Chaver, by the way, is it that everybody is too full and tired now? Is that what this is? This is right, because we're going to do milkshakes then. I'm threatening that right now. We put out cheese and crackers or something. Come on. Come on, get it together, people. Right? Yeah. Let's say, so again, if I were to ask you, what's Ahavas Hashem? So before we learn this, what's how do you fulfill the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. You have to show up with Calvary. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. How do you fulfill it?
Feel it.
Okay, feel it. Good. What does that mean to feel it?
Doing
the mitzvahs. In other words, Pashat Pshat is if, how do I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Serve Him. In other words, He asks me to do things, so how do I show my love for Him? By doing things. And what's incredible, what's absolutely incredible, I think, about this Mahalach that we have over here now, is that serving someone doesn't necessarily mean love. We'll say, remember again, for our B'nai Machshava Tova, remember, serving someone could also mean, what's your relationship to that person? You're an Eved. There's not necessarily love between an Eved and his master. There's a sense of duty. There's a sense of commitment. So Ahavas Hashem cannot simply be fulfilled by the performance of mitzvos. Because all the performance of mitzvos mean, again, it can be a mechanism, but not necessarily, that can't be the totality. Because performance of mitzvos says, I feel a behavioral obligation to perform your will. Does that mean I love you? Maybe yes, maybe no. It could also just as easily mean that I'm scared not to serve you. I feel duty bound to serve you. I feel this is my father served you, I'm going to serve you. But it doesn't have to mean love. See, here what the Mechaber is coming to teach us is that love is something so much deeper. Love is a feeling of achdos. Love is a feeling of oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how our relationship with Hashem is described as a spouse. Our relationship with Hashem is described as a child. Because those relationships have achdos. Yes,
Chaim. It is still really serving, but it's not a question of serving out of obligation. It's a serving because you want to. An Eved may serve his master because that's he has to. But it's the serving, the greater creator
is. You're 100%.
Not because of obligation.
Right. You're 100% right. I think what's beautiful, what I was just drawn to in this piece is, already there's something before the behavioral component. You're 1,000,000% right. Mm-hmm. That ultimately there is a level of Ahavas Hashem that is focused on service, because it's a little different than any relationship. You could have the warmest feelings towards someone, but if you don't do for the other, there is no relationship. So there's no shaila that avas Hashem requires something behavioral. I think what, the way you're describing it, of doing it not because I have to, because I want to, is absolutely beautiful. I think what the Mechaber is trying to highlight over here is there may be just an earlier step. There may be an emotional, cognitive, spiritual step before the behavioral one. And that's that sense of feeling a oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So, my life, everyone has ever told me I'm 1,000,000% right.
What?
100% right.
You want me to record it for you? I could send your wife a voice note. I'm going to say, Nehemiah was 1,000,000% right tonight. Right? So I'm going to say, look at the last section. Last section, page your days. Li'avas Hashem efshar la'agir rak ha'adien Hashem. So look what he writes over here. Nevar v'narchiv ha'dvarim. So I'm going to say, let's expand on this a little bit. Let's expand on this. Ha'adam murkav mibeis chalokim. A person ultimately, says the Mechaber, is really made up of two distinct parts. Neshama v'guf. It's made up of a soul and made up of a body. Ha'guf, chumri b'nifar b'tiva misharasho. So I will say so again. So remember, the body, by definition, is separate and distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about this before, actually, because remember, again, the body is physical. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not physical. So by definition, the body is separate and distinct from Hashem. Ulam. So Moshe over here is quoting, he's not giving the citation, but this is the lashon of the Balatanya. This is the opening, the opening paragraph in Tanya, is that the neshama is a chilek eloka mima'al mamish. The Balatanya writes that ultimately, again, the neshama is a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam, spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umechevan she chilek min habori yisparach ba shayach inyan ha'ava. So we'll say this is incredible. The Mechaber posits, the truth is, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come from the body. It comes from the soul. Rabbi said, why listen to this idea? If you understand that love, Rabbi said, what's love? What's love? What's love? Rabbi said, by the way, I just want to tell you, bless you. Rabbi said, by the way, is this not also just an incredible insight just into Shalom Bayis? What does it mean to love your wife? What does it mean to love your wife? Right? What it means to love your wife is a feeling of oneness. Is a feeling of one. There's not you and me. There's a oneness. There's an achdus that's there. Achdus doesn't mean we always agree. Achdus doesn't mean that we're always on the same page with everything. But achdus just means that there's a sense of v'hayu l'basar echad. We're one entity. We're one entity. We're one unit. And we'll say, it's very interesting, just as an aside, you know, this is a little bit like countercultural, because today seems to be like the dynamic in marriage is almost like, you know, apart and together. Like, you have your life, I have my life, and then we have our life. And the truth is, it's a disaster. There's no your life, my life, our life. There's our life. Now, our life doesn't mean we're spending every single moment together, right? Our life doesn't mean we're always doing everything together. Our life doesn't mean that there are things, that there aren't things you have to do and I have to do. But there's only us. There's only us. You see, people, you know, we live in an age now where people, there's such gaiva and there's such egocentricity and everything is about me. Me. So when you talk to people about becoming one with someone, societally they reject it. And the reason they reject it is because, well, if we become one, then the I suffers. But in fact, we know it's just the opposite. When we become united, when a couple becomes united, ultimately, again, the two eyes become an us, and ultimately they both become exponentially greater.
Apparently, with the Kohen Gadol Rav Shimon Popov's time, his wife passed away before he did. So when he, tell you the story very shortly, when he gave a hesped, he got up there and he said, I gave a hesped on my father, I gave a hesped on my mother, but I cannot give a hesped on my wife. Because if I give a
hesped
on my wife, it's like giving a hesped on myself.
Beautiful.
Sat down.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So let's continue. So he says, bottom of page of base. Mevar v'narchav advarm. So let's expand a little bit. Ha'adam murkav mibeis. So Rabbi says, good. We're in this. So remember again, the part of me that ultimately, so Rabbi says, so now we know that love is achdus. So what does the achdus take effect with? So the achdus can't really take effect with the guf, because the guf itself is separate and distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the achdus take effect with? The achdus takes effect with the neshama. Shezacha adam v'nishmaso heves habori begilui, efshar v'yizdacheich v'gam b'saro. Good. Mimotzad, look, let's skip the parentheses. Mimotzad v'am nilmad. שכדי להגיע לאהבת השם אי אפשר שהאדם יפעל עם גופו וינוס להרגיש בו אס אהבת השם. So we'll say, it turns out, a person cannot achieve a level of Avas Hashem with his body. Not with the guf. Why? Because the guf is something that is separate and distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechaven shaguf nifra min habori v'inyan ava kulo inyan shal achtus. Ela bar hadavar shaderech lekachi rak al yidei hanesham hakidosha. We'll say, Avas Hashem can't come from the body. Avas Hashem only comes from the neshama. ומחיבן שהנשמה הקדושה היא חלק אלוקם ממעל, לקח כל עניינו חוסות אחתוס עם הבורא יסברך. So we'll say, so now what does this mean? Now how do we go? So now what the Mechaber is telling me is like this, that the way in which I establish a sense of Avas Hashem is only through the neshama, only through the soul. You can't create Avas Hashem with the body, because remember, Ava is Achtos. So to go ahead and create a sense of love, you have to have two things that are able to join together as one. Well, my guf can't join with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. So by definition, if I have a guf, he doesn't have a guf, we can't combine. But my neshama, which is a piece of Hashem, with my neshama, could ultimately again become echad with the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Where do you put the brain? Where do you put
Leah? There's no brain here. Right? Wrong share. Right? Correct. Yeah, it might be across the street. It might be a little bit. Right? I didn't mean like that. That's not how I meant it. Oh my gosh. No.
Can we stop the recording and
start? No, that's not how I meant it. Chas v'shalom. No, what I meant is this is not the mind. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole avoda. This is the neshama. This is not an intellectual exercise. This is all about the neshama, sense of feeling. So my neshama is a chilek eloka. My neshama ultimately, again, is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by definition, with my neshama is how I'm able to connect. Now, we'll say, so take a look at the last paragraph on page Yud Gimel. He says, Adam zokok lahadracha keitza lagil neshama. So just I'm skipping one paragraph. He says, Sikumam shel advarim. So if we kind of bring this all together, he says, "B'chdei lahagia li avas Hashem, muchrach ha'adam l'shtamish b'nishmaso v'lo b'gufo." We'll say, so it turns out over here that in order for a person ultimately to come to avas Hashem, he has to use his neshama and not his guf. And we'll say, by the way, you know what this means? This goes back to what we said before. Remember again, we'll say, before he started this year tonight, you would think, how did he come to avas Hashem? Mitzvahs. Oh, imagination. Good. Right? Mitzvahs. Behavioral. So we'll see. See how wrong that is? See, mitzvahs are performed with the guf. The guf cannot create ava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the guf is something separate and distinct. The way ava starts is with the neshama, because the neshama, the soul, ultimately, again, is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava is achtos. You need two things that could become one. The body can't become one with it. Even if you do mitzvahs, which are beautiful, that's not necessarily going to initially lead you to Avas Hashem. But the neshama, utilizing the neshama to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you create a sense of Ava. So I will say, here's the challenge. So now I know, right? What do I know? I know that Ava means achtos. I know that V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha could only initially be performed with the neshama, and not the guf. What don't I know?
How do I do it?
Right, so now again, I know that I can't do it. I have to use, how do I do it? So it's interesting. This is where his piece stops. He goes on a little bit more in the next section. But the truth is, I want to show you what I think is an incredible answer from Chanukah. And it's a piece by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to tell you this outside just because of time. The Rebbe says, this is the last page in your last, do you have it over here? Last page in your package. So we'll say this is from Kiddushan Slevi, Derushim Lechanaka. So we'll say, if you look, you see where the paragraph starts, Univar Bisyat Dishmaya. So we'll say, this is quite beautiful. He quotes over here, Univar Bisyat Dishmaya, Mamar Chachamin Uzal, Bener Chanaka, Depligi. Chad Amar Mutr Lishtamish Laura, Vechad Amar Asr Lishtamish Laura. We'll say, there's a fundamental machlokas when it comes to Ner Chanaka. What's the fundamental machlokas? The fundamental machlokas is, are you allowed to use the light? right, of the menorah. Are you allowed to go out and get benefit from the neros of the menorah? So this is a fundamental machlokes. So the Rebbe says, what's the nature of the machlokes? So we're supposed to listen to this. So the Rebbe gives a mashal. What's his mashal? He says like this. There was once a poor man, and the poor man got a notice in the mail that the king was coming to visit. So what happens? He gets all excited, right? Whatever he could do to his house, he gets his house ready. And what's most exciting? What excites the poor man the most? Says that what excites him the most? What excites him the most is he wants to see the king's wealth. Like, he wants to see the golden carriage pulled by the white horses. He wants to see the monarchical robes, right, with all the fine tailoring and all the precious jewels. He's so excited to see this incredible display of wealth. Then there's another poor person who also goes ahead and gets the notice that the king is coming. But this poor person says the wealth is not impressive. It's the king. Everyone knows that the king has wealth. The poor person who has bina, who has wisdom, who has das, the Rebbe says, understands the greatness of the king's visit is that the king is coming to spend time with me. Forget about seeing his wealth. I know his wealth. That's not a chiddush. But the fact that the king is coming to spend time with me, that's a dramatic thing. Says Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, Zechusa Yagin Alino, that's the machlokes. The opinion that says, Mutar Lishtamish La'ora, says, aye, look, Hashem did a miracle for us. And what did Hashem do when he gave this miracle? What did he do for us? He gave us light. So it's so exciting. We were only going to have light for one day. Because Baruch Hu gave us light for 8 days. Givaldik, let's enjoy the light. But then there's a higher level of understanding. The miracle of Hanukkah is not about the light. It's not about the light. I've said this so many times. The same Ribono Shel Olam who said that oil should burn at all, said that it should burn for 8 days instead of one day. Who cares? I will say, the fact that oil burns for 8 days is no less miraculous. It's no more miraculous than oil itself burns for 2 minutes. That's a miracle also. The fact that we look at that as teva. So the ani with a little more das says, I'm sorry, so the person who appreciates them, so again, just like the ani without das gets excited to see all the king's jewelry and all of his riches, so to on Hanukkah, there are two ways you could look at the miracle. You could say, Givad, the Kashmir who gave us more light, and this is great. Let's use the light. Because after all, the miracle is Hashem gave us more light. Let's enjoy the more light. Let's enjoy the riches. Or the higher level is to be like the ani with das. The ani with das doesn't care about the king's riches. What he cares about more than anything is that the king is coming to spend time with me. And that's the most dramatic thing. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, that's the opinion that says, Aser lehishtamesh la'ora. You can't use the light. Because if you use the light, then what does it look like? Right? If you use the light, what does the miracle of Hanukkah look like? What does it look like? That it's a utilitarian miracle that provided us with more light. So shkayach, you're using the light, right? Murtel shavshal, you're using the light. But the second opinion says, then what you're doing is you're diminishing the entire intensity of Hanukkah to a lower level. Instead, asur lishtamish la'ora. If you say you're not allowed to use light, they're both saying, what's the essence of the miracle? What's the essence of the miracle? It's not the light. The essence of the miracle instead is that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be with us. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. If you skip, I would say, if you take a look at the end, he says, look at the last piece. Rak Masha Zacha Shi Islabe Shashem is Baruch Bo. V'cheivan Sheinu Choshev Olam Hazeh Klal Rak Lamalami Olam Hazeh Ulamalami Olam Hazeh Lo Nitna Lehanos Da'ayin Lo Rasa Galal King Sover Asul Ishtamish La'ora. So we'll say, so the Rebbe says, and how do we paskin, by the way? How do we paskin? We paskin Asur Lehishtamish La'ora. You're not allowed to use the light of the menorah. Why? It's very important, right? Even though, like, the picture-perfect Hanukkah scene, right? What's the picture-perfect? The family's huddled around the menorah, right? The lights are out. You kindle the menorah. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. There's only one problem. What's the one problem? It's usher, right? But that's only a detail, right? Why is it usher? Because you're not permitted to get benefits from the light. Why do we paskin asr lehishtamesh la'ora, says the Rebbe? Because if you're allowed to use the light, then you think this miracle is about a God giving us additional light. But that's not the miracle. The miracle of Hanukkah is that the Ribono Shel Olam chose to rest his presence in our midst. The miracle of Hanukkah is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right alongside of us every single step that we take. And I will say, perhaps say a little bit differently. You know what the miracle of Hanukkah is? The miracle of Hanukkah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And therefore, how do you observe Chanukah? How is Chanukah observed? Chanukah is fundamentally observed by spending time with the Ribono Shel Olam. And I want to say with this, I come full circle. What are you supposed to do after you light Neros Chanukah? What are you supposed to do? So the truth is, again, you could sing, you could do it. I want to say, you know what the goal with Ner Chanukah is? To spend a few moments sitting in silence. We're so uncomfortable with silence. We always think we have to fill silence with something, right? And again, even on a religious level, right? Who amongst, right? We spoke about in the B'nai Machshava Tova, the concept of meditation, concept of his bodidos. We're so uncomfortable with silence that we always feel like we have to fill it with something. And I want to say, there's a godless in silence. Because when you're silent staring into the Ner Chanukah, you're spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is this important? Because I will say, this is why Chanukah is a true opportunity for Avas Hashem. Because now if we loop this all together, what's Avas Hashem? Avas Hashem is a oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one part of me that become one with Hashem. It's not my goof, it's not my body, it's my neshama. So how does my neshama become one with the Ribono Shel Olam? And I will say, it sounds incredibly simple, but it is. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. And if you spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not learning, I know, I know it sounds crazy, right? Not learning, not davening, not singing, not doing anything, but simply staring into those neiros and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm spending time with you. Do you know what happens after you spend time with the Ribono Shel Olam? Do you know what happens? Achdus. There's a oneness. There's an opportunity during Chanukah to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens when you reach a level of Achdus with Hashem? What's the next step after Achdus? Is Ava. And I will say, what comes after Ava? Dveikus. And this is all the Avoda of Chanukah. To simply spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow my neshama to connect with him, create a sense of Ava, create Achdus, create Ava, create Dveikus. That's the Avoda, I will say, of these days. We're so often conditioned to thinking that Avas Hashem, connection to Hashem, requires behaviors. Now again, I want to be clear, obviously, you can't spend your life just looking into the Neiros Chanukah, right? You have to go to Minyan, you have to learn Daf Yomi, right? You have to learn Mesilas Yesharim, you have to learn Mishnah Yomi, right? You have to learn Yerushalmi Yomi, right? There's a lot of Yomis, there's more Yomis than days there are, right? But there's right? It's obviously, you can't just like say, oh, I'm good, I'm just sitting with God, spending time with God. That's fantastic. No different than you might love your wife very much. You also can't sit on the couch with her all day. You have to get up and go to work, right? In other words, there are things you have to do in life. So the behaviors are exceptionally important. The problem is, we often bypass all of the emotional connectivity and just go right to behaviors. Whereas the avoda of Chanukah, I will say again, stare into those candles. Asr lehishtamish, you can't use the light. If you can't use light, the only thing you could appreciate is the God who gave you that light. Spend time with him. Become one with him. Create the achdus, create the ava, create the dveka. So I will say, we should be zochem yeretz Hashem. It's only the fifth night of Chanukah. Still Baruch Hashem, three more nights ahead of us. Yesh kona olam v'shah achas. You could acquire the world to come, this world down the next in one moment. Imagine what we could accomplish in three nights. But I will say most importantly, we should be zochah, that by the time this Yom Tov is over, we should emerge with a feeling of connection, a feeling of achdos, a feeling of ava, a feeling of tzedekus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zochah mir Hashem to maximize the time when the candles burn in our home to create a beautiful sense of connection. Amir Hashem, that connection and that achdos should continue on long after Chanukah is over.
Amen. Amen.
No,
Amen.
No shit.
All right, everybody can help wrap up the camera. Especially
when guarding the bowling. Yeah. I'm still down. I have to be double bagged.